But the leader of the UDM, the General Bantu Olumisa, knows all too well what it's like to leave the ANC. Good morning to you, General. Thank you for your time this morning. Is it that moment for Ace Magashule, ultimately?
For him to leave the ANC.
He's defied the suspension conditions. He's speaking on behalf of the party. One might even argue he's mobilizing in the way that he was forbidden from doing so. If he doesn't abide by these conditions of his suspension, one would expect that at some point he might even face expulsion.
The NEC has got, I guess, such powers. But you must remember that there is a crisis within that organization. It's not Ace alone. Ace is not acting alone. So he's representing many people. So they will have to find a way of solving this. But the way I see it is going to be a long, long court battles which we are going to witness. Because everyone will say, this is my right, you cannot violate my rights, I'm in court. And also the resolution of the ANC at NASRAC. Maybe we will, for the first time, if this matter goes to court, we will hear how the judges are interpreting that resolution. Because they seem to say, it's not only the people who are charged with criminal cases or who must be suspended or step aside. It also includes those who are implicated in other schemes. So the way I see it is it has gone beyond the ANC structures. This battle is heading to courts. Let's just wait for that.
Certainly, Bongani Pongo has said that's what that's exactly what he will do. But on the other hand, you could argue that for those who are implicated in other forms of wrongdoing, they have to provide a satisfactory answer. The question would then be, to whom must that answer be given? To whom must that answer be satisfactory? In other words, there's a lot more. There's a lot more room to maneuver on that score, whereas people who are criminally charged, it's a much, much clearer case.
Yes.
What about the argument that, you know, there's been criticism for Ramaphosa that he's slow to act, he hasn't been in charge of his party. His supporters will tell you he plays the long game. It would appear that strategy is working.
Well, if people don't understand Cyril Ramaphosa, they will never understand him. Cyril Ramaphosa is a...
So we just lost you. Hold on, we just lost you. You said Cyril Ramaphosa is a...
Process person. Process. In other words, he will not jump just because you say so-and-so has stolen money. He will wait for the law enforcement agencies or the relevant structures to investigate that. And then when that process has been finalized, then he can take a decision. That has been the person I know for years.
And do you think that in some senses, even with the State Capture Commission of Inquiry, he's waiting for the outcomes of that? In other words, at all times, politically, his hands are clean, if you will. He's always going to be able to say, it's not me, comrade. I would love to help you, but this is what the process has yielded.
Well, there are differences. There are certain areas where you need to act decisively. But on the issues of him appearing before the commission, I think he should have at least showed some guts of some kind to say, not to be seen to be evasive and protecting the party. But that is the policy of the ANC. Whenever their party or their individuals are in a corner, they always close ranks and put the interest of their party first ahead of the state. That's their policy.
UDM leader General Bantu Olomisa on the line reacting to the latest goings on in the ANC. And he says, if you don't understand that Cyril Ramaphosa is a process man, you probably won't ever understand him.